Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Joyce is with us. How are you, Paul?
I'm really well, Sean. Lovely to speak with you this morning, and good to hear that there's only some light rain about, so we'll get through the card on a good four track. And look, it's a terrific meeting. Two-year-old races, three-year-old races, some interesting form lines coming through. Boom Horse, Classique Legend. So really looking forward to it, Sean.
All right, Ray Hickson, how are you, Ray?
G'day, Sean. I'm well, thanks. I agree with Paul. It's a great meeting. It's nice that it's probably going to be run on a good four. And I think that'll give every horse its chance. So looking forward to it.
Glenn Munsey, how are you, Munz?
Oh, very good. Thank you, Sean. Good morning to Paul. Good morning to Ray. I can report at my place, which is only 20 minutes from Warwick Farm, there was enough rain here overnight to destroy the clean presented car that I did yesterday. So we're 3-3 for the washing the car in the last 2 weeks, and it raining within 24 hours of it being washed. Wow. We stretched it out to about 12 this time, so which that's the record for the last three times. But interesting to hear Mark saying no rain there. Well, the rain we've had here is just enough to, you know, sit a bit of moisture on the ground, and in that situation where your car's in the driveway, you move your car. Underneath the car is not wet, so it's not enough really to cause any dramas whatsoever, and wouldn't even be, you know, what they did with the 1.5 mils of irrigation yesterday and last night. So it wouldn't, you know, even be affecting that. So this track will be perfect.
All right, now the first there today is over the 1200, number one, Arkham Asylum Town.
Yeah, the Vancouver Yearlings in 2019. This is a three-year-old colts and geldings set weight maiden here over 1,200 metres. Arkham Asylum, not there, no deduction. We've got Aurum Zoo, I should say, as a $10 chance. Bondi Boy at 10. Full recognition. Odds on favourite here, 195. Green Aeon at $4.40. And Phoenix River is a $3.70 chance. Confidently supported this morning, the favourite here. Full recognition. Off a 230 opening quote this morning. Has been 230 into 195. That has pushed Green Aeon 420 to 440. Phoenix River 350 to 370. And the other pair of runners both 850 out to 10. It is now 2.5 times the amount of money that's been invested on Green Aeon. Basically not a dollar for another runner.
Yeah, speed in the race probably comes from the two favourites. Green Aeon, he's shown natural pace at the trials, in particular his last trial. And Full Recognition, who's drawn the gate right outside Green Aeon, I would imagine Tommy Berry would like to just eyeball the second favourite and may the best horse win, Ray.
Yeah, may the best horse win. Look, I think Full Recognition's probably reached its bottom as far as price goes. On the map, I kind of thought Green Aeon would probably get the nice, easy lead and be able to dictate. And if that's the case, I just thought he might have that zip that might get him, might get away with it. So I'm going to have him on top, Green Aeon. He's a half-brother to Politeness, who was obviously a Group 1 winner. And his trials, both his trials this time in, have been very good. No knock at all on Full Recognition. Only thing I'll say about him, I thought, obviously he's got the Classique Legend, Got Your Six form, which is going to show up through the day. Those two horses might be a rung above these ones, but I just thought he maybe needs the 12 and a bit, maybe even a bit further. He just sort of had a little bit of trouble taking ground off the second horse there. Number 6, Phoenix River. I think we'll ignore his second start, where he was ridden upside down due to the pattern on the day, and go on his first up run behind Trope and Got You 6. He mixes in well, and Bondi Boy for fourth, number 3. The winner's probably in the top 2 to 3 horses there, but 5, 4, 6, and 3 for me.
I like the 4. I'm 4, 5, 3, 6. I think this Classique Legend form, I just think it's going to stand up time and time again. We've already seen the fourth horse, Glamour Cruise, come out and win down at Canberra on Sunday at their big meeting. And now we get a chance to look at the third horse, Full Recognition. Now, watching the replays, you might think, oh, yeah, it was just a run. He sort of couldn't make any ground on Classique Legend. But he came home his last 600 in 33.03 seconds. Now, that's Saturday-plus sort of time, and if you can reproduce those sections today and keep in touch with Green Aeon, I just think you'll be way too good for them. So the 4 on top to beat the 5, Green Aeon, obviously trialling really well. He looks a little bit new, and he sort of pricks the ears and wants to look around and he's still learning what it's all about. But he's obviously got loads of ability. He looks a good schnitzel sort of 3-year-old, and Bjorn Baker's given him plenty of time. The three, Bondi Boy, I like the way he's been trialling. I know his form isn't crash hot, but he's only lightly raced, and he's obviously come back better looking at the trials, so I don't think he's out of it. And number six, Phoenix River. I'm just not sure what happened there last start, going up to a benchmark 70, going forward, it all just went a bit pear-shaped. So perhaps go back to the simple stuff, ride him quietly, let him hit the line as he did on debut. I'll go 4, 5, 3, and 6.
Now, let's have a look at race two, Sacramento number 9 out, Munt.
Yeah, this is the ANZ Bloodstock news here. A two-year-old filly's maiden over 1,000 metres. And we start with scratching in Reddy's Girl. The deduction there, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Sorry, I've gone to race three. Race two is the Pluck at Vinery here, which is the two-year-old Colts and Geldings maiden over 1,000 metres. And the toppy is Cardiff, who's the $3.60 favourite. Cock Match at 10, we've got Enforcement as a $4.40 chance. Escondido, $6.50. Garrison at 5. Grand Piano at 61. Heartbreaker, $5.50. Momentum Glory at 81. Sacramento out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Don and Kim. I saw a photo of Don this morning. Took his cap off and forgot to put his rug on. Don and Kim back as a gelding at 81. Nuclear Summit with a cross noseband on at $11. And Wicked Willie is an $81 chance. Best supported runner here, and it's not an overly vigorous betting race. Roughly half the total investment on the race here on Cardiff, and it's about a third of the investment today. Second pick, A Fair Way Away, is only just Enforcement over Heartbreaker. And I know Paul's going to tip it up, and you'll be happy to know, Paul, from last night to this morning, Grand Piano's investments have exactly doubled.
So $3 to $6.
No, to $532.
Oh, that's quite significant, actually, at those odds. All right, let's have a look at the speed in the race. There's a lot of it. Cardiff has always been up on pace. Cockmatch showing speed at the trials. Garrison showed plenty of pace in his recent trial win. And you've got Nuclear Summit drawn outside all of those who probably want the front. So, Ray, 1,000 metres for the two-year-old Colton Geldings, they'll be flying here.
Yeah, expecting them to get along. Look, number three, Enforcement, I'm going to tip on top. I'm sure I backed him in the English Nursery at his first start back in December, and I remember watching the race, and he worked his way through nicely, got into the clear about the 300, and I thought, oh, he's just going to go straight past him, and he just didn't go a yard from there. So obviously, he just wasn't quite ready. He's had a spell, two good trials, liked the way he hit the line last start, and if the race pans out the way it looks like that on paper, he's going to be the one that's going to be strong at the finish. So I'm going to give him another chance, number three, Enforcement. Stablemate 5, Garrison. Look, I think he can probably get over, particularly if they want to lead with Nuclear Summit from the outside. I think that'll bring him over nicely. And he beat Stronger in his trial, and we've obviously seen Stronger come out and win, albeit on protest recently. 4, Escondido. His trials, he trialled nicely, a quiet trial behind Tassaud, and then I love the way he swept down the outside at Canterbury, and I can see that's what he's going to do from barrier 12 at the 1,000 metres here. Just hit back, sit back, and Huey will bring him to the outside and let him hit the line. I think he'll be hitting the line probably better than anything. And number one, Cardiff, what do you do with him? He's gone around in a Golden Gift and not been good enough, gone around in a Silver Slipper, went way too hard. Between those, he's gone around in a maiden over 1,000 and given a huge sight. So, he's in a maiden here. He'll probably try and lead, and that's his best chance. So, look, I put him in for 4, 3, 5, 4, 1. Left out the likes of Heartbreaker. And I'm sure there are others, a couple of others there that have looked good at the trial. So that's for me, Paul. What about you?
Yeah, I've got the same top pick, 3, Enforcement. I've gone 3, 7, 6, and 4. And a bit like you, I like him going into that English Nursery as well off his trial. He let me down on race day, but he was favourite there in the race won by Accession. Strasbourg ran second. And his two trials this time around, he looks as though he's matured. He looks as though he's certainly furnished a lot. He's always had the ability. He's just got to produce it on race day, and he gets his opportunity today. The way the race will be run, perfect barrier, James McDonald. So I'm with you. I'm giving him another chance today. Ahead of number 7, Heartbreaker. Now, this was the horse that gave Tassaud a real scare in a trial at Rose Hill and looked to do it quite easily. And he was the horse on everyone's lips heading into a Golden Slipper. But he's since had a couple of weeks off, had another trial at Canterbury. Certainly didn't look as good at the second trial. He was a little bit green and got lost on the turn. But then he knuckled down again to his task and he closed off well. So the ability's obviously there as well with him. So I'm putting him in for second. Number six, Grand Piano, the horse Munsey just mentioned before at cricket score odds. He's a Lord Canaloa colt, and he trialled down at Nowra in an open heat, and he got badly checked early in the trial, and he went from basically being on pace to six or seven lengths off the leaders. And then in the straight, Sean Guymer just took hold of him, and I just watched his action, and I really liked what I saw. He really just flowed to the line under no pressure, and he could be a real smoky in a race like this because that's the only trial we've seen from him. And number four, Escondido, a schnitzel colt for Chris Waller. He's trialled really well, Huey Bowman rides, but he's just got this terrible draw over the 1,000 because he hasn't got that early speed to cross, so he probably has to go back wide and just hope for a bit of a miracle. But 3, 7, 6, and 4 for me in the second.
All right, the third, put our one ready skill, 6 Den Ace and 11 Sniper Excels.
And for the second time today, the ANZ Bloodstock News, they get a wrap twice. The two-year-old filly's maiden here. We've just had the boys. This is the girls over the 1,000. Reddy's Girl is not there. Scratching 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place this morning. The favourite is Evening Slippers at $2.50. Birdie at $31. Chia with the blinkers off at $10. Compatriot at $19. Denise is out, no deduction. Disobedient, $18. Gaelic Puzzle, $6.50. Obscene, $9.50. Questing at $19. Sniper Excels out, no deduction. Sweeping Statement, another runner for Billy Duncan there. So he's got two runners in a row in the two-year-olds there, I think you'll find, Billy. Sweeping Statement is a $13 chance. No, he's got the runner in the first race, hasn't he? Yeah, Phoenix River. Bollywood at $5 and Khabibi is a $14 pop. Best supported runner here is Evening Slippers. Roughly a third of the total investment has come this morning, and it's actually been 240 out to 250 today. The other one that's been well supported all the way through is the first starter here, Gaelic Puzzle for Bjorn Baker, as much as 12. Did go up as much as 750 this morning in the point to 650. They're about 75% of the total investment on the race in those two runners.
Speed here will be very fast, a bit like the boys, although some of it has come out. Dean Ace, the Sniper Excels, both of those have showed so much pace at the trials, they've both come out. But you've still got Evening Slippers from Barrier 1, and then you've got a Compatriot going forward. I expect Disobedient will be up there. Gaelic Puzzle, another one that showed blistering pace in a recent trial. So not quite the heat of the boys, but nevertheless, they'll go quickly, Ray.
I spent a bit of time, I don't know about you, Paul, but I spent a bit of time trying to work out if something can beat the Evening Slippers, and I just had to come back to her. She went around on Dubua's favourite in the Kirkham Plate, eyeball time to rain, and just wasn't quite up to it on Dubua at that time. Bivouac ran second in that race. She still held on for third. She's had two trials and looked very good. I thought it's significant she's had a 1,045-metre trial. I think that stands her in good stead going into a first-up run here. And Barrier 1, she should get every chance so long as she gets away. Number 12 interests me a bit, Sweeping Statement, the Waller-Bowman combination. It interests me as well because I kind of expected her to be scratched from Barrier 14, but the fact that she's going around says that, well, she's A, got a start now, and B, they think she'll run well. And I liked a trial behind Reddy's Girl at Canterbury last month. Number 9, Obscene, is a horse that I think's trialling quite nicely from the Snowden Yard. You've got to respect that. The Kerry McAvoy, Peter and Paul Snowden. And fourth, number 4, Chia. There's a few others I could probably throw in, but went with Chia. Finished in front of Exhilarates, I think, last start at Rose Hill in that five-horse race behind Kiyomichi, and I think she'll go forward there somewhere and give a bit of a sight. 2 from 12, 9, and 4.
Yeah, I did go through and have a look for something to beat Evening Slippers. I'm not sure why. Maybe just because she was so short and, you know, she's going to have to absorb some pressure from Barrier 1. But in the end, I'm going to have something small on the 10 each way, Questing. I went 10, 2, 13, and 8. She's only had the one trial, Questing, Dave Pfeiffer trained, so she's a local filly. She's drawn perfectly. She's a daughter of Rubik, and it wasn't the fastest trial at Canterbury on the day she trialled, but to my eye, she just cruised throughout. She was never asked to do anything. She did everything right. She lobbed into a trailing spot. She eased away into the clear on the turn, and then she just ambled through the line, finishing fifth. And once Jay Ford asks her to quicken today, if there's something there, I think she'll run a good race. In saying that, number 2, Evening Slippers, is the horse to beat. She's short. She's a $1.8 million yearling. She's expected to win. But she won't get a chance to get a breather from barrier one. She'll have to have the pedal to the metal from the word go. And if there's a chink in the armour, you'll find out in the last 50. Number 13, Bollywood. She's had four starts for three placings. Comes through the Aussie Dresden Green race at Hawkesbury last start. I think she's close to a win. And number 8, Gaelic Puzzle. She improved plenty from that first trial to her second trial at Canterbury. And the money suggests that she's come on even again from that. So I'll throw her into the numbers. 10, 2, 13 and 8.
All right, we go to the next, the fourth. It's a full field.
Yeah, just before that, you know how I like to do my research, boys, because, you know, it only helps because poor preparation leads to you know what sort of performance. I'd say the reasoning behind the money for Gaelic Puzzle, the owners here are the My Racing number one syndicate. Included in that, 600 people from the William Farrer Hotel Punters Club. In Wagga. I've just had a message from Mark Logan there, good mate of mine down there in Wagga, and the Farrer Punters Club are involved in the ownership of Gaelic Puzzle. Now, this would have been purchased before they had the success, of course, in the Kosciuszko. The Punters Club, they're drawing a runner in the Kosciuszko and also one in the Calcutta. So good to see the Punters Club there having a throw at the stumps. So I'd say that is the main reason why there is so much money for Gaelic Puzzle. When you have 600 in the ownership, it doesn't take a lot to get everyone to invest. But good luck to them anyway. The Farrer, and of course, mine host down there, Mr. Barnhill, and all the people of Wagga not far away from their carnival down there, boys, in the first week of May. And good luck to them today with their runner in Gaelic Puzzle. The fourth here is the Championships on Sale, another maiden this time for three-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. And the toppy here is Akendrite, and it's a $3.20 chance. Arzu with a nearside bubble cheeker on at $26. Chilled Rosé for the People's Trainer at $5. Fasika is an $8 chance. Got Your Six, odds on, 195, and favourite, of course. Nature at 51, Pin Up Miss at 14, Rum Cake is a $151 chance, and Theresa Marie, not to be confused with Theresa May, and she might make a quick Brexit, it's a $251 chance. Most popular runner here is Got Your Six. Went up 210 this morning, 210 to 195. Second pick is Pin Up Miss. Now, there was one individual bet of $7,000 at $14. Got all the way into 11. It's got back to 14 already. And third pick would be for Seeker.
Look, speed in this race, I would suggest Got Your Six gets across. But there's a bit of pressure here. Chilled Rosé, very quick from barrier one. Akendrite led at Canterbury. And a Pin Up Miss, aggressively ridden to win a recent trial race. So there's a bit of speed here.
Yeah, look, it wouldn't worry me if Got Your Six landed outside, whoever wanted to take it up, because that's what she did on Debut behind Trope, and you know, he was the only one who managed to get to run her down on that occasion. So I don't think that holds any fears. She's hard to tip against. You've got the form around her is outstanding. Trope on Debut, and then chases home Classique Legend, as we mentioned earlier on. And she started equal. She couldn't have started equal favourite. Classique Legend was odds on. She's on top. She's short enough, but I think she deserves to be short.
That was Classique Legend's first start. It started right. Equal favourite with Got Your Six. Right. Started odds on the second start. Yeah.
Sounds luxurious now, then, doesn't it, Glenn?
The more you bet, the more you win, Ray. Away you go.
Exactly. Akendrite number one. Look, there's nothing really wrong with her form. I mean, she was run down by Mizzy on Debut at Canterbury. Now, it must be said that Mizzy had everything go wrong, and Akendrite had a comfortable lead. If I want to punch a little hole into that, I suppose Dunbrody Power, the third horse, has been beaten since. But, she can only improve. Number four, for Seeker. Want to keep a little bit safe from the Joe Pride yard. She trialled nicely at Hawkesbury recently. And Chilled Rosé, number three. Fact is, she's been beaten in three provincial maidens at the moment. This is probably a little bit more depth with the likes of Got Your Six, etc. in the race. But she's three starts with 3 seconds, so she's got to be a show. 5-1-4-3, Paul.
Yeah, I'm five on top. 5-4-3-1. Got Your Six. Look, you've spoken about the Trope and the Classic Legend form. I think that's as strong a maiden form as you'll get. And this is a set weights maiden, so the handicapper hasn't even hammered her with 59 kilos or something here. She's carrying the same weight as everyone else, and a bit like what we spoke about with Full Recognition in the first, even though she looked as though she was just no match for Classique Legend, and she wasn't, she still ran her last 600 of 33.15. So those sort of times will win you plenty of races, and it should win her this race here this afternoon. Although, I do think number four, Fazeka, has got some ability. I really liked her Hawksby trial win. She had a good action. She did it under minimal pressure. She's drawn well. She's trained here. So if by chance Got Your Six has just found those two races a bit too tough at her first prep, I think Fazeka's going to pounce, and she's a horse that I think will go places and win some races as well. Number three, Childrose from Barrier 1. She'll be there for a long way. That Hibiscus Lady form held up all right. Hibiscus Lady came and trounced rivals on Saturday at Newcastle. So the form around her looks okay. And number one, Akendrite. Well, she had every possible chance out in front there and didn't have an answer for Mizzy, who struck all sorts of bother. So I think fourth spot's as high as I could find her. 5, 4, 3, and 1.
All right, race 5. Got a full field, Munz.
Yes, and the fifth here, the Bowman's Office Furniture. This is a fillies and mares event to benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. And Bubbles and Troubles is TAB number one here at $3.30. Lady Elizabeth at 5. Fearless Girl with the muffs on pre-race at $8. Debate at $2.60 favourite. Alliterate at 31. Red Chandelier at $5.50. And Tishaness is a $34 chance. Not a great deal of activity here, but most of it centres around Debate. $2.90 into $2.60 this morning, with the vast majority of money coming for it today. Has four times the amount of money as that is on Bubbles and Troubles. They went up equal favourites at 3 a pair. Debate's been 3, 2.90, 2.60. Bubbles and Troubles been 3, 3.10, 3.30.
Yeah, pace here. Look, it'll come from Alliterate and Fearless Girl, I would expect. The query runner will be Bubbles and Troubles. She's been up near the speed, but ridden quietly in a recent trial behind Trapeze Artist. And to my eye, she seemed to improve ridden that way. And Debate, even though she was last settling at Rose Hill after blowing the start first up, has always been fast out in her trials. So I wouldn't have her back too far if she jumps cleanly today either, right?
I'm pretty keen on Debate. I think it was a total forgive run, and more than a forgive run, it was a very good run at Rose Hill. So having a look at the steward's vision on the Racing New South Wales site, and if you have a look at the head on there, she just rears as the gates open, goes to one side, misses it a couple of lengths, and it's, you know, game over from there. From the turn, she went looking for a run a bit further out, Tommy Berry on Debate, and got a bit held up. The outside really wasn't the place to be that day, and it was a bit on pace as well. So look, I think she did really well to run fifth beaten three lengths, and from barrier one, so long as she jumps away, she'll be probably third or fourth and have every chance. So I'm pretty keen on her to bounce back. Number two, Lady Elizabeth did the job for us a couple of weeks ago, and look, she's an honest mare who will run a good race again. Bubbles and Troubles disappointed me first up. She had every chance in the run, I thought, and you might say she needed the run perhaps, but she was first up at 1,400 metres, and you don't do that lightly. As Paul said, nice trial though, so she can improve. And number six, Red Chandelier, came through the Lady Elizabeth race. Lady Elizabeth came from behind her, so I couldn't really make a case for her to win, but she's got to be in the mix. So four, probably my best on the day from 2, 1, and 6.
Quickly, Ray, the steward's footage now on the Racing New South Wales site, great innovation.
Yes.
Two questions. Why has it taken so long, and will it be every New South Wales meeting?
I can't answer the first question. But the second question is, I believe it is intended to be every New South Wales meeting that is covered from a replay perspective on the site. So, look, there is probably a little bit of backdating that'll happen. I think it's currently March 25, I think, is when it kicks in. So there's still a little bit of work to be done. But, look, it's a great innovation. It's a big help for punters. And, you know, it's there for everyone to see.
Thank you. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and it'll definitely be something I'm looking at a lot more than obviously I've been able to in the past. So, terrific initiative, but let's find the winner of race 5, because I think we've found it here, Ray, number 4, Debate, 4, 1, 2 and 6. You covered that run first up at Rose Hill, so I won't add anything there. I just think if she jumped cleanly as she's done at all her trials and at her only start, I think she'll just win this. I think she's too good for them. Number 1, Bubbles and Troubles. I'm interested in the riding tactics here. Is she going to be better ridden quietly as she was in that trial behind Trapeze Artist? I think that may be her future going forward. She just was sort of running out of gas up on the speed in the way she was racing. But I'm sure Chris Waller and James McDonald will know more about that than me. Number two, Lady Elizabeth. She goes up a couple of kilos off that win at Rose Hill, and she only scrambled home. God bless her, but obviously that will begin to slow her down a little bit now. And number six, Red Chandelier, for example, only beaten half a length, but she meets Lady Elizabeth 2 kilos better. So on weight, you'd think Red Chandelier could turn the tables, but on heart, I think Lady Elizabeth will have Red Chandelier covered. So it's 4, 1, 2, and 6 for me in the fifth.
On to race 6 and 11, El Dorado Mine not running.
Yeah, the events by ATC here, a benchmark 76 over 1,600 metres, and Great Job is a $5.50 chance. Love Shack Baby at $6.50. Rakik is an $8 chance. Bull Market at $6.50. Braces 26, Scratches with a tongue tie on at 19. Boomtown Rat looking for another win here, $3.80 and favourite. Grand Crown at 10. Silent Explorer with the standard bit on but the lugging bit off is a $5 chance. Carluca with the blinkers off at 31. El Dorado Mine scratched this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Well, it's very, very quiet here. Boomtown Rat and Silent Explorer have small amounts of money on them, and they're both dramatic firmers this morning. Boomtown Rat 460 to 380 and Silent Explorer $9 to $5.
Yeah, some big moves considering there hasn't been much cash for them. But look at the speed here. Great Job goes forward with Grand Crown. Love Shack Baby, Silent Explorer handy. Carluca's got the blinkers off, but I still think he'll roll forward. And Bull Market just lobs in for the trail. So I think there's a genuinely run mile here, Ray.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping it's the case that they can at least, you know, get along at an even clip. Going with number three, Rakik, on an each-way basis, I know his first up record says four starts for Duck Egg, Duck Egg, Duck Egg, but he's run really well his last couple of, well, his two first up attempts for Chris Waller since coming over from Europe. I just think, yeah, he had a nice quiet trial over 1,200 metres last Thursday. And as I said, he's just run so well, and mainly in Saturday races, first up around the 14 and I think 1,500 metres last preparation. So a mile first up suits him. He's certainly no good thing. But I can see him running a really good race fresh. Seven Boomtown Rat is really coming. Rat is really coming along this preparation. Maybe he wants just a little bit further than a mile now, but now that he's struck winning form, he should be able to hold it. Number four, Bull Market, always runs a nice race and has drawn it well again. Number one, Great Job. I really can't work him out at the moment. He 2 seconds this time in, and the last of those was on the 18th of January, and there's been no public trials since then. He's at a mile off 2 month break, so just really don't know how to work him out, Paul. On ability, he's good enough, but just that question mark on the preparation. Certainly not doubting Claire Cunningham. She's a very good trainer. So three each way for me from 7, 4, and 1.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 1, 4, 9. I like Boomtown Rat here. I think he's come back in career best form. All three runs this prep have been extremely good. Even when he was unplaced second up behind Desert Lord, there's been six winners come through that race, and he was one of the only runners to make any decent ground on them. And then, of course, he won at Canterbury over the 1550. So the mile here looks ideal. Karen McAvoy to ride, enough speed up front. I think he's the horse to beat. Number one, Great Job. Yeah, I can see what you mean. 2 months off is a query. You look at his overall stats, he's had 11 starts and been in the Quinella on 8 occasions, and he makes his own luck on speed, so he's very hard to leave out of anything you do. Number 4, Bull Market, he's in a bit of a purple patch, put two wins together before a good last start, fourth behind Sondalon and Supernova. I think Supernova's accepted the race on Saturday, so we're keen to see him back. And number 9, Silent Explorer, he just loves the mile here at Warwick Farm. He's been here twice, and both times he's been fighting it right out to the line. So I think this is a competitive race. 7-1-4-9 for me.
Now, the seventh one, Highland Beats Out.
Yeah, the Tab rewards here. And just a note, if anyone attempting to place an investment on Doomben today, fixed odds, all markets are currently suspended. There's a major incident team looking into a problem there. There's some IT issues with the Doomben markets for today. So if you're looking to place investment on Doomben at the moment, you cannot do so fixed odds, and hopefully that will be rectified as quickly as possible. The seventh here at Warwick Farm, no dramas with them. The Tab rewards here, the benchmark 76 over 1,200 metres. Highland Beat is out. 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place, the deduction there. Torpenhauer, $4.40. Calculated, back as a gelding at $8. Ghostly, $7.50. Tassara at $13. Tonsor, the $2.90 favourite. What Could Be at $23. Ever So Natural at $26. Magic Elise at $61. The Pharaoh at $17. Invictum Domina at $7. Virgilio, $26. And Starshaft is a $21 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Tonsor. This has been $3.40 to $2.90 this morning. And more than half the total investment on it has come this morning. Calculated is the other firm today. 9 into 8, its second pick. And third pick, $50 more on Torpenhauer than Ghostly.
Yeah, well, I think Tonsor will be in the right spot. He'll either lead or sit outside the leader. That could be the Pharaoh that leads them up. Invictum Domina, I expect they'll take the box seat on her, looking at the way she's been ridden in the trial. And the only other query on it I've got would be Ever So Natural, who will, on occasion, can rush forward and he's drawn out. But otherwise, Ray, that pretty much is how they should settle.
Yep, I'm with Tonsor number 6. I must admit, he's getting into a little bit skinny as far as the price goes, so let's hope the punters are right. He's just the horse on the way up. I mean, he's had 6 starts for 3 wins and 3 placings. He's been very good. He's 2 runs back from a spell, and he was very strong at the end of 1,200 at Canterbury. I know Matt Smith wants to test him out distance-wise going forward after this race, so you'd expect no trouble there with the 1,200 metres again around the farm. Like I said, horse on the way up, he'll run you a good race. I'm really fascinated to see how number 3 Calculated goes first up here. He hasn't raced for pretty well 12 months exactly, less a couple of days. On his best form, he's a very good horse, you know, form around Savatiano, Pierrata, those kind of horses. And we're talking about, you know, a benchmark 76 on a Wednesday. So his trials have been okay. You'd like to see that support for him continue to be confident that he'll run well. 11 Invictum Domina, I can see her running well first up at the 1,200 metres. She ran very well first up at 1,000 last preparation, then won at 1,200. So she's kicking off at 1,200 suits. And number 2, Torpenhauer. Well, his win first up at Canterbury was outstanding, but you just can't keep doing that. I mean, he needs to be able to show some tactical speed. He's good enough to win, but I'm going to put him in for 4. 6 on top from 3, 11 and 2. Paul?
Yep, we'll have to go Harvey's here and box up the first 4. I've gone 2, 3, 6, 11, but I'm going with Torpenhauer on top. I just thought the sectionals he ran first up at Canterbury coming from a clear last to win over 1,100 at the night meeting. Not easy to do at Canterbury, come from last and win over 1,100, and he won easily. He's meeting several of those horses he beat today. And look, I can't see any of them beating him. He's only gone up 2 kilos, and he's a big, strong horse. Just needs that speed up front and obviously the pattern of the day to suit. But if he gets all that, I'm happy with Torpenhauer to stick with him. 3 Calculated, a bit like you, Ray. Keen to see him back. He's a class runner. He's been gelded. He's had a year off. I've liked his trial, and I like the fact there's been a bit of money around for him this morning. 6 Tonsor, very hard to beat, but he's short enough. And the 11 Invictum Domina. Just like the way they've been trying to get her to settle in the trials and find the line, which I think will be the key to her winning races going forward. 2, 3, 6 and 11.
Final event, race 8. Put out number 10, Road to Heaven. 14, Spring Creek Star. 15, Nuke, 18, Hikili, and 19, Beatty.
Yeah, the ATC handicap here, benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards, entires, colts and geldings over 1,400 metres, starting with Mr. Tickets at $21. Kuba at 15, Grimoire at 10. Julian Rock is a $7 chance, Catmosphere at 34. The Cartoonist with a blindfold on at $41, Quadriga at $6.50. And for those people, the Cartoonist will not run with the blindfold on. That's to help us get in the barriers. Quadriga at $6.50. Red Current is an $8.50 chance. Cape Wickham is at $17. Road to Heaven, out no deduction. Shadow Flight, 81. McCormack, blinkers on today, $18. California Concord at 18. Spring Creek Star out this morning, 2 cents a winner, 2 cents a place. Nuke out no deduction. Ligulate, $3.60 in favourite. Regal Stage at 9. High Keely out this morning, 2 cents a winner, 2 cents a place. Beatty is out. And Vega is a $23 chance. Well, two runners here, clearly ahead of the others, one of them being Ligulate. 420 into 360 this morning, with roughly half the total investment in it coming this morning. Second pick would be Red Current, and it's just been in a slight turn, 9 to 850 today. And the only other runner in four figures in the last is Quadriga, who got a turn in 7 into 650 this morning.
Good pace in the last with a big field. Regal Stage is drawn out. Julian Rock's drawn closer to the fence. Mr. Tickets is drawn out. Quadriga's drawn close to the fence. Cube is drawn right in the middle of the pack. Then you've got the likes of the Cartoonist and also McCormack with the blinkers going on first time. So, Ray, right across the track, there looks good speed in the last.
It's good to hear because the 1,400-metre shoot races can be a little bit pokey run. So hopefully we get a solid tempo here. Look, there's a couple down towards the bottom at $18 that I'm interested in here, and I settled on number 13, California Concord, over number 12, McCormack. They come through the same race at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago where California Concord ran third, which I thought was a good performance coming from just off the pace. In the race won by Sheriff over Call Me Royal, dominated on the speed. He was specced in the market there, and he ran right up to that. And I think 1,400 metres with a bit of pace on will suit him. Certainly a good each-way chance. McCormack with the blinkers on. Be forgiving of his last run in that race. He was just sort of... It was 1,000 metres up to 1,300 metres, and I don't think he was in the right part of the track, let's just put it that way. Blinkers on. He's a much better horse than that. He can run well. For Julian Rock, really don't know what to do with this fellow. He's an import with Jean Dubois. His two best performances have come on a synthetic and on a heavy, so not sure how to line that up, but his two trials have been very strong. Three in for fourth, Grimoire, racing well. There's a couple more down the bottom there that you could throw in, Paul. It's a tough one to finish. Just went looking for a bit of value. 13, 12, 4, 3.
Yeah, it is a tough one, but I really like number 8, Red Current, 8, 7, 13, and 4. This horse first up, he's had the two runs and hasn't produced yet. But when you have a look at his first up run last prep, it was in a benchmark 88, the Saturday race at Randwick. And I still think he should have won the race. Maximus beat right or wrong. Five horses have won out of that race since. So it was a strong Saturday benchmark 88. But Red Current finished 11th of 14, beaten four lengths. But he was checked from about the 300 right through to the line. He never got a clear crack at them. He ended up out to 1,400 third up here at Warwick Farm, and he beat a really strong field that day in a benchmark 70. So here he is first up, benchmark 70, midweek, barrier 1, two trials, Tommy Berry ride. And he's a very lightly raced five-year-old. He's only had the five starts. So I really like him here. He's just going to need to get off the fence at some stage, but come the last race, we'll leave that up to T. Berry. Number 7, Quadriga, drawn barrier 2. I think he's the big threat, coming out of a very strong Group 2 Autumn Stakes behind Hawkshot, Dealmaker and Ring-a-Ding-Ding. So to be competing against those horses coming back to this grade should hold him in good stead. 13, California Concord, your roughie, Ray. I've got him for third. I thought it was a terrific run against the trend there at Rose Hill first up. And number 4, Julian Rock. I'm in the same boat as you. His trials would say extremely hard to beat, but I'm not going to really believe it until I see him under race conditions. 8, 7, 13 and 4.
Now, Munns, where's most of the money been today?
Well, if we go through the meeting, Sean, in the first full recognition, who's back to a $2 chance now, so 230 into 195 back to 2. In the second, mainly for Cardiff. In the third race, they want to be on two runners there, Evening Slipper and Gaelic Puzzle. In race 4, if you take out that individual bet on Pin Up Miss, easily it's got your 6. Race 5, it is Debate. Race 6, no interest at all, very much at all. In the 7th, definitely Tonsor and to a lesser extent Calculated. And in the last there, it's Ligulate, but it's not an overly vigorous betting race, the last. I'd say, you know, probably Evening Slipper's one of the better back runners on the program there today at Warwick Farm. Jockey's challenge today, Kerrin McAvoy is the favourite in the jocks at Warwick. James McDonald, favourite at 2.30, over Timmy Clark at 2.60. Kerrin McAvoy's at 4.20. Blake Shin's at 8. Tommy Berry's at 9.50. Huey Bowman, you don't see him $21 very often in the jocks. So is any other jockey. And Sam Weatherly at $81. And happy to report those Doomben markets are back up and running for the Ipswich meeting at Doomben today.
Now, let's find out from Ray, your best.
My best, race 5, number 4, Debate. And second best, probably race 7, number 6, Tonsor. And let's hope the punters are right on both of those runners, Sean.
Paul, what do you like?
I think Ray's a genius. Race 5, number 4, Debate, the best bet of the day for sure at Warwick Farm. And look, I do like Red Current in the last, if you want one of these way odds. Race 8, number 8, the best value there at Warwick Farm today, Sean.
All right, so terrific. Good on your man.
Very often, Paul.
We'll take it until race 5 at least, Ray.
Exactly.
All right, Ray.
He's been drinking. It's all right. Now, Paul Joyce, good on you, Paul. Ray Munns, have a great day.
See you, mate.
Good on you, guys.